Well, we can all hope that the information that is gleaned in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway will bring out some truth, will bring Natalie home to her family. The Aruban government, the Aruban people, the whole story has gone on for years and years. Some will say corrupt, some will say cover up, some will say hopeless, useless. Some will sit back and scratch their head, and some will say that it's a wonderful place to go and have a holiday. Well, nevertheless, there is a United States citizen. Her name is Natalie Holloway, that's been missing for 10 years on this island, and I'm not sure the government of the United States has done enough to help. Their investigators like T.J. Ward and the family, Dave and Beth and everyone else involved, are giving their hearts, their souls, their all their money to do what they can to get answers, that truth, remember, because justice isn't always served the way that it should be. Jorn Vandersloot has admitted several times he was the one responsible for the disappearance of Natalie Holloway, or he was last with Natalie Holloway, or whatever you want to see. But the Aruban government and the judges there decided that wasn't enough. So now he's serving a term for murder in Peru. Bottom line is the truth sometimes is better than justice. Because justice can't be served any longer with this individual, I believe. But truth, answers, can be given to the Holloway family and let them bring their little girl home. I'm Dana Pritzer. That's today's commentary.